Loud.
So, dear friends, Sandy and I are meeting today for this first time to give you just the first time today to give you a sense of what inspired us to dare to think that we could reach out online and be as successful as we have been. We had no idea when we started. So, Sandy, let's think, when did this whole idea begin to take form of online?
Well, about a year and a half ago now, we were sitting in the car talking about doing more in-depth program and wanting to reach more people around the world and how online would be the way to do that. And I said, I want to be part of that. I love going in deep with people and helping to hold that space and the technological parts for working online would be a fun adventure.
And I was very excited because it had been my dream. And actually, Roland and I have been playing with this with various possibilities, talking to different companies and exploring with different people. And I've tried with several, and it just never came to fruition. And something sparked when we started thinking about this. And then you came to Hawaii, right? And we discussed it for 6 days.
Yes, with Eleanor, and the three of us had lots of fun and very inspiring conversations, and we drew out a large, very large, very, very, very large comprehensive mind map and brought in the mind maps and the ideas that you and a council had been working on periodically for many years and that you and I had talked about probably 10 years ago?
Yes, and we spent 6 days 10 years ago mind mapping. I still have the mind map.
Well, it was actually It was supposed to be 6 days, and I stayed for 3 weeks.
Oh my God. So, well, you see what's behind this, right? So interesting. And with all the years I'd worked with Debbie Potts also on the actual curriculum for the companion animals and the horses, and then all the years that I worked with Karen Freiling in Germany with Karen Freiling and her mother Hella Koss putting together a certification, 3-year certification for humans. That was Karen's idea for the humans in Germany. So, and we've been like, how do we get this out? Because we have the world. It's not just one country. We have the world to work with. So here we are, next steps. And we actually did a couple of things, right? And then that, based on what Eleanor and I had been doing with our book club, mm-hmm. and then we did something about relating to chaos, something related, you know, how my philosophy of dealing with this, how can we in this world, in the way it is today, how can we keep ourselves in this place of peace and enthusiasm for life? And that was very successful. And then you came up with the idea of the deep dive.
Yes, we did. We did two programs first that were the Gifts of Tellington Tea Touch. And then we did the deep dive, which was a 3-hour a single standalone class, and that was phenomenal, and people were super excited about that. And from there, we had been talking about it, but we wanted to see what kind of response we got. And from there, we came up with the 3-month immersion program, which we did last summer and fall. And from there, now we have our 6-month program coming up.
And that was a brilliant idea that you had. We went back and forth, just this idea, oh, do we just do another 3 months? Do we do a year? Whatever. And then this 6 months started to evolve. And Sandy, you had the idea of these inspirations talk about that a little bit so that they get an idea of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, with your teaching schedule, actually, we decided we would do once a month with our class. And we wanted to be able to bring people together in different ways, in different formats, and be able to bring information out. And you, Linda, have these extraordinarily wonderful writings, messages that you have received over a long period of time from nature and fairies and animal spirits. And so we have been wanting to bring that out more, and it was a great inspiration to have more weekly, like not tidbits, because they're not a tidbit, but to have you read these messages and bring as a place of inspiration with questions and for reflection, so that as a way to stay plugged in and continuing with the work in a very fluid manner. So we're very excited about that.
Very. And we came up with this 90-day immersion, actually, was called Creating the World and Humanity You Crave Through the Gateway of Tellington Tea Touch, with the intention of connecting with the divine spirit, that source consciousness within every cell in our body. And that's what happened for us. It deepened the work, the tea touch, through learning the various touches, all of the going way deeper in the nine elements. And we had 109 people from around the world. Mm-hmm. And many of those were already very successful practitioners who've been doing the work with animals, some with people, some, and found that when we connect to that consciously, to that divine spirit in every cell in our body, and the interesting thing is, you bring in the weaving in the science with the spirituality, the science of understanding, something that Bruce Lipton stood in line when we were getting on a plane in Frankfurt, Germany. And he told me that, and I'd never read this or heard this before, and I actually don't see it in the books that we're actually now reading, that every cell in the body has its own immune system. And we should bring the pictures, actually, Sandy, because Tina Hutton took some pictures of me with Bruce Lipton the first time we met. I can't remember. It's been quite a few years ago. When he asked me to stay after, it was a cheese and lunch, like a evening, and then he asked me to stay on so that we could talk about the idea of a collaboration, which we did then in Vienna about 4 years ago. We talked with 350 people from 15 countries. And one of the things, he had a picture of a cell on his laptop, one cell, and he said, as I remember it, that every cell in the body has like something like 100,000 known functions. And that's only some of it. There's so much we don't know. And Bruce Lipton, being considered the father of stem cell therapy that now is such a huge deal for people, and such a visionary, and this idea that Joan King brings, who's also 20 years in the medical school at Tufts University, and then decided to follow this path of looking at cellular wisdom as a model for conscious living. These are gifts that we're bringing in, these wonderful concepts for all of us to remember and to work together. And we had the idea, the question was, wait a minute, can we get this across like this online? How can you teach tea touch? And actually, just last week, I had the opportunity to work with somebody who was just with Ruby Rubin. She's very willing to have her name out there, who had been attempting tea touch from what she learned from her dog in a class from me, but because she has trigeminal neurology,
neuralgia,
thank you. It was too painful and it wasn't working. And so I was able to guide her just like this to work on herself. And so in 15 minutes, the buzzing, like she said, it was like wasps stinging her that it started. And it was so frightening because it would just knock her to her knees. She was able to stop it by some of the aspects of the T-Touch that we teach in the human courses, but not with the animals. And this concept, this idea that, wait a minute, we can do this 1 1/4 in this little quarterback, and then the smile. That's what changed it for her. And now she's been invited to give a talk to her yoga class because of her success. This is what we want to bring to you through the inspiration from the voices of nature and from this exchange we have through this Facebook page for those of you who are on the course. And if you are listening to this and you haven't had the opportunity yet to do the immersion class, the 90-day immersion, you can do this at a self-paced study. And we have many people actually who are going over and listening again mm-hmm. to it, because the second time you get a lot of stuff and the opportunity to share in this way.
Yeah, and one of the things that we learned doing the 90-day program is people who have had a lot of experience with T-Touch before were commenting throughout the program how incredibly useful it was to be watching you up close, like right here.
Yeah, just like
so easy to see, and being able to ask questions and change direction, and how we weren't expecting it to be as incredibly clear, how clarifying it was for people to be able to watch mm-hmm. and hone in visually like that. With each of the individual touches, with all of the techniques and all of the nuances, and really be able to, what I call, sink in very deeply and with a lot of depth, and really distinguish important nuances and how different aspects of the touches, the technique part of the work is used. And that combination, one of the things that was so beautiful and continues to come forward from participants is the connection with the cellular awareness and the divine spark and the incredible opening and efficiency and clarity that has been happening with people using the touches, that things are happening faster and faster. The touches were already incredibly helpful. These aspects create a whole different depth and connection and range.
And that's what I've, for myself also, I mean, I'm using it, T-Touch, that is, on various parts of my body that I don't feel it, they don't need it, but I start exploring. If I wake up at night, which I sometimes do, and then I start exploring different parts of my body, which is one of the exercises that we do in the class. So we just wanted to give you some idea of how this got created. I'm sorry that Eleanor isn't here to in this conversation, because she brings a sparkle, and she's been coming to me for years, coming each year as we do a course here in Hawaii for T-Touch for You. And it's this collaboration with the three of us and with all of you, and now with some of the players who are coming in to support us in this work. We'll be introducing them to you, and it's our pleasure and our great honor to share this work. And I'm really looking forward to bringing in the voices of nature who have been awakening me to this concept of heaven on earth. And how do we get there? And what does that mean?
And so if anybody who's listening would like to join us, you can always go on to teatouchforyouonline.com, and there's a button there that you can check into both the immersion self-study program as well as the co-creating heaven on earth program, and check that out and join us and register. We'd love to have you.
And it's teatouchforyouonline.com.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of other possibilities.
Yes.
Thank you. Aloha.